MPs want a naming and shaming policy on tax avoidance to encourage the rich and famous to pay up. The Commons Public Account Committee said public services are being denied an estimated £5 billion a year. It claims that the tax man is losing a cat and mouse game with companies promoting elaborate tax avoidance schemes, and it said these companies could be exposed through naming and shaming. David Vance is with us this morning. Morning to you, David.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the commentator, Bishop Stephen Lowe. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. David, what do you think?
Well, I don't think that we really need to look to the political class when it comes to taking advice on moral values as in naming and shaming anyone. I mean, the fact is, Stephen, all companies pay tax. They pay employers' NIC. That's a tax. They pay VAT. That's a tax. And then if they make a profit, they then pay corporation tax. Now, we can all agree that the people should pay and companies should pay the lawful amount of corporation tax, but the less they pay, the better, since that means that they can then use the extra retained profit to fund growth, to employ more people.
Yeah, but you know rightly how the argument goes, and let me set it out at the very top here. The argument goes that some of these companies are not paying as much tax as someone that is an employee, and that means that the government is losing money that could go into public services, money that could go into the health service elsewhere, and these companies are using very rich accountants to avoid paying tax. So the argument goes.
But the thing is, Stephen, yeah, so I mean, that may be the top of the argument, but it's a disingenuous argument, because in the first instance, corporations are not taxed in the same way as individuals. Corporations pay tax on profit, individuals do not. So there's a fundamental thing there. And if you want to talk about tax, just one interesting stat to start the debate. In 1997, Stephen, the UK tax code was just under 4,998 pages long. 10 years later, it's over 11,500 pages long. And who was in government then as the tax code doubled? Yes, Labour. So if you want to find a villain, a pantomime villain, for this pantomime argument, look to the political parties that doubled the tax code and now postures as some sort of crusader against evil business.
You said it's a pantomime argument. Let's see what you think at home this morning. 0845 955 678. Do you think individuals or companies are morally obliged? Do you think they've got a responsibility to pay a fair share of tax? How do you define fair share of tax? Or do you think it's all right for someone to pay as little tax as they legally can? And if they do get their tax bill down, you know, Jimmy Carr got it down to 1% or something, didn't he? The Channel 4 comedian. Do you think it's okay for someone to get their tax bill down as much as they possibly can within the law? Stephen Lowe, what do you think?
No, I don't. And I think the issue is one of morality now, because it's quite clear that there are companies being employed by the rich. I mean, these are not companies that are accessible to you and me or picking up comparatively small amounts of money. They're companies available to the rich who move as quickly as they can to replace one tax dodge with another. As soon as one is made illegal, then they seek out another. And part of the reason why the tax code is actually developing all the time is that the HMRC are having to develop means to stop some of these dodges going on and try and close down the loopholes. It's a cat and mouse game all the time, with these rich accountants being paid vast sums of money to help the rich stay even richer than they should be doing. And what it seems to me is an issue of morality is that actually people should be paying their proper contribution into the
But how do you define proper? Does the law not define proper? Does the law not define proper?
Well, the law, you see, constantly at the moment, Stephen, is being chased by these guys who are actually, HMRC are closing down the loopholes one day, and they a new loophole is found the following day by these guys.
But the reason
it's actually an exercise in immoral dodging.
Hang on a second. First of all, the so-called loopholes are contained within the 11,520 pages of the UK tax code, and that's put there by government. So I'm afraid that the issue, if you want, lies in the complex. We've got the most complex tax code in the world. Now, unless you're suggesting that British business is the most corrupt business in the world, and I'm sure even you're not suggesting that, Stephen, then you have to actually look to the stupidity of our actually overly complex tax arrangements. But the other thing is this. There's another. You want to talk about moral points. I'll give you a moral point. I think it's better that I retain as much of my income as possible rather than hand it over to the state so the state can disburse it as it sees fit to particular client groups. So the morality should be that all of us, business and individual, should be allowed to retain as much of our income as possible and starve the state of its ever-increasing needs for more and more of our cash.
That's David, part of the problem is that the state is you and me.
No,
we elect our governments. We live in a democracy. We ask the government to tax us, to raise revenues in order to pay for education, for health services, for all the things that we need to lead a reasonable life as a society. And the notion that the state is over there and we are over here and we have to fight them is actually wrong.
Stephen, the state is actually our
representatives trying to do their best to make the state work for us. And under those circumstances, why should the rich have the means to avoid making their contributions to the state while those of us who are on ordinary PAYE are actually having to pay our full contributions month by month because we've got no tax dodges open to us, and I don't see why the rich should be able to get away with it.
Well, of course, if we want to talk about the rich and tax dodges, that's a rather delicate argument. But let me, Stephen, put a different angle in this. Here in Northern Ireland, the Stormont executive wants to cut in pretty much by 50% the current corporation tax rate in order to encourage business to come here from higher tax regimes and create more employment here in Northern Ireland. So isn't it a wee bit hypocritical to then castigate companies that reduce their tax liabilities by moving their taxable incomes into other low-tax jurisdictions? Is it do as I say, not do as I do in Northern Ireland? So, I mean, Stephen Lowe, is the Stormont executive wrong to want to cut corporation tax? Yes or no?
I think if the Stormont executive wants to try and attract companies and businesses into Northern Ireland as a low tax-paying economy, fair enough, because it means that economic development. But let us not then allow any companies to be dodging paying their full contribution of the corporation tax they should be paying.
You've just said
the issue is, I don't like the whole morass.
You've just said that it's okay for companies to reduce their corporation tax rate by 50%. That's okay with you as long as it comes to Northern Ireland. So don't you see your own hypocrisy?
No, it's not hypocrisy. It's actually saying that we elect a government in Northern Ireland or in the UK generally to be able to raise money appropriately for people through the taxation system to support the way in which our society
works. Let's see what we're saying
at
home this morning.
In those circumstances, these guys who are using accountants to dodge tax,
what's
either individually or corporately,
it seems to me to be behaving
immorally.
It's a legitimate and legal and lawful profession, and you shouldn't categorise.
It's not. It's actually an exercise.
You are. It's wrong.
An exercise in chasing HMRC and trying to avoid paying what
they're
they
not.
Do
they're operating
day to
the
another.
Tax code. They're operating within the tax code, and you don't like it. There are, as Stephen,
they're trying
Stephen
to
Nolan has
you
said,
know very well the they're operating within the tax codes. Because they try and change the tax codes.
No, they don't.
And the government are chasing
the
them, HMRC
is illegal.
Changing the tax code every day in order to find those loopholes.
No, you need to understand how corporation tax works. You operate within the law. Every company does. If it steps outside the law, it's punished.
Yes, but there's then, David Vance, the spirit of the law. And if someone is able to reduce their tax bill to 1% or 2%, Jimmy Carr was the really high-profile case, wasn't he?
Yeah.
There's no way that the law ever intended that. Some of these schemes that have been set up so that people completely avoid tax. Are you still saying that good on them, for finding a way out of paying their way?
Oh, listen, I mean, I wish I had that comedian's he just mentioned his accountant, Stephen. I resent paying every penny over to the state. I do not want to feed the state. Unlike Bishop Stephen,
And yet, if you're sick, you'll avail of free health care.
I would prefer not.
And yet, you expect the roads to be of a certain standard. And yet, if you're in trouble, you'll call the police. Who do you think pays for that?
Right, three things then. You've asked me three questions. First of all, as you know, I have strong views on the health service. Secondly, the state of my roads outside, and I'm paying tax for potholes all over the roads. What a disgrace. And the third thing is, on the most simple level of all, the idea that there's moral virtue in feeding the state is profoundly and morally wrong.
Here's Norman and Bangor. Morning, Norman.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Norman.
Stephen, there's no point naming and shaming shaming these people, because, first of all, they have no shame to start with. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a void paying their taxes. Starbucks, Vodafone were named in shame. Made no difference. If everyone paid their taxes, this country wouldn't be in the mess.
So you would pay as much tax as possible, would you?
I have paid my taxes.
But would you maximise your tax? Would you write to the taxman and say, please take as much off me as possible? Here's more.
Stephen, I'll ask you a question.
Yes.
And a straight answer.
Yes.
Are you a tax avoider?
No.
Did you set up your own company to avoid paying
First of all, the notion of setting up a company, that being something wrong, companies drive an economy.
That's what I think.
And they drive an economy anywhere. Now, that's just a matter of fact. You can set up all different companies. So don't be labelling. Hold on one second. Let me answer your question, Norman, and I'll let you come back. So first of all, companies and businesses and different structures. You know, you can be a sole trader, you can be a limited company, you can be a partnership, you can be a whole range of different types of company. I would just question those people who say that there is something wrong with a company. Now, to answer your question about me, what I try to do, let me put it like this. I don't want to pay as much tax as possible. I want to work within the law. I want to pay what is a fair share of tax. And how do I define a fair share of tax? What the law says it is.
I know.
So here's what I say to my accountant. Make sure I'm working within the law. Make sure I'm paying what I'm legally obliged to pay. And that's it.
And all companies do that.
I know it is in the law, Stephen. But this is one of the loopholes that needs to be closed. There's no good naming and shaming people. Mm. Change the law and get all these tax avoiders who are avoiding paying tax through their accountant. But your working class man can't afford to have an accountant, so he's lumbered paying his taxes every week.
But I've explained that companies are paying VAT, they're paying NIC contribution, they are paying tax. This is a complete myth to suggest.
But David, this is also about
corporation tax. They're not paying tax.
You're telling me Starbucks are paying the right amount of tax?
Starbucks have done is they've offered another 20 million that they didn't have to pay, just 20 million extra over the next 2 years because they were getting hit by a very, very bad PR experience against them, public relations experience. Maybe that was legitimate. Here's Stephen in Belfast. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Stephen. Yes,
what do you think?
I was going to say about it all being within the law, but you've obviously discussed that. But what I would also like to say is the fact that if the country was run right by the government, they wouldn't need as much tax, the money they're wasting. And it's been a well-known fact throughout the years that it's the smoking, drinking motorist that's kept this country going. When you take, you're still talking about fair tax, you know, the amount of tax on fuel. Another thing about that 11,000-page booklet, the government would have a one-page booklet, and what it would say was, how much did you earn last year? How much did you spend? Send the rest, and that would be it.
Exactly.
So what are you saying, Stephen, in terms of the basic question? The top line to this is that MPs want a naming and shaming policy on tax avoidance. This is the Commons Public Accounts Committee. They've said public services are being denied an estimated $5 billion a year, and they say that the taxman's losing out with this cat and mouse game and that people should be named and shamed. Do you agree with that, Stephen, or not?
That's what it is. If it's tax avoidance, you know, where it's legal, then it's up to government to close the loopholes. But if it's people evading tax, whether they should be legally paying, that's against the law and they should be prosecuted.
And, of course, the difference between avoidance and evasion.
Think about it this way, Stephen. When you hear politicians passing, you know, 10% or whatever pay raises for themselves, and you're sitting there and you haven't had a pay raise for 2 or 3 years, it really does grate on you, you know.
Speaking of politicians, guess who's on now? The DUP's Gregory Campbell. Here we go. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well, you are an MP. What do you think about this? Do you think people should be named and shamed if they're avoiding tax? Of course, tax avoidance is legal. Tax evasion is illegal. Now, tax avoidance, people working within the law, do you think they should be named?
Well, I think it's a complex issue, Stephen, because as some of your contributors have said, I think whenever taxpayers, normal, hardworking taxpayers, see a lot of waste, and that has been the case generationally over decades, whenever they see that, that makes them all the more determined to try and avoid paying as much tax as they possibly can. Now, to then name and shame those people who are working the system to put it that way, I think is a bit much. I think what the government needs to do is to clamp down on these tax avoidance schemes, ensure that people are paying the appropriate amount of tax, and ensure that then those taxpayers see that waste has been driven out of the system.
Yeah, but do you think, Gregory, the appropriate... And this is an important question in this debate, because people talk about a fair share of tax and an appropriate amount of tax is how you've just described it.
Yeah.
Now, how do you define that? Is it fair for an individual to define that as what the law requires, or something that is close to what someone on PAYE pays? Because that's basically what Bishop Lowe said today. As a PAYE, somebody that's an employee, he's got to pay, you know, 40% tax, whatever it is. Do you think that people are morally obliged to pay that? How do you define what's fair?
Well, I mean, it's not very often I'm going to agree with you, Stephen, but I think if the law states this is what you should pay, and the law allows loopholes, then why would someone be lambasted for exploiting the loopholes? What I would say is close the loopholes. Don't allow people to get around it.
Stephen, can I come in here for a moment? Because I think one of the things that's important is that what is happening is a cat and mouse game between HMRC and these accountants. HMRC will close a loophole one day, and these accountants will find and create another means of avoiding tax the following day, and frankly, we've got a system at the moment which is almost intolerable, because we've got these rich accountants playing games with people employed by the taxpayers to close these loopholes, and it's a nonsense.
Can I come in, Stephen, and
I was going to say name
you shame, reason
that
loopholes
one way or another,
hold on,
schemes are being invented every day for rich people to avoid paying their proper contribution to our society.
Stephen, it's not often I would agree with Gregory Campbell, but the fact is, if there are legitimate loopholes in the exactly, Gregory. If there are lawful loopholes within the massive, complicated tax code we have, to then turn around and lambast companies who, after all, employ people and who generate profit and who make this country wealthy, to me, it's just sort of snidey, nasty little class war. And to sort of attack companies, I think, is ultimately self-defeating. You know, if you want to damn Starbucks and Amazon, then perhaps the likes of Starbucks should move their business out of the UK. Lots of people go on the dole, and people like Bishop Stephen feel morally virtuous.
But David, I'm sorry. Starbucks and Amazon have done.
Stephen, if I could come in there.
Okay, one second. Let Bishop first, and then you, Gregory. Go ahead, Stephen.
David, I mean, what Starbucks and Amazon have done is move the basis of their businesses outside the UK. For example, Amazon is based in Luxembourg and has all its European profits taxed in Luxembourg, which has got a very low tax regime. So it raises billions of pounds in the UK, but the profits are taxed by the Luxembourg.
Gregory Campbell, I'll come back to you in just one second.
Unfair.
Here's John and Ballyclare. Morning, John.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
I'm going to do a Gregory and you.
A Gregory and me?
Yeah.
Has this actually become a phrase now, doing a Gregory?
Yes.
I think I know what's coming here. Doing a Gregory could only mean one thing.
You're employed by the BBC.
Am I?
Well, are you?
You tell me.
Well, that's a sort of perspective. You're employed by the BBC, yet you have your own company.
Yes.
Why have you your own company? So you don't pay as much tax. Presenters in the BBC, it was on the media there last week. Some presenters, I'm not saying you, some presenters are earning over 150,000.
There's nothing wrong with that, though. That's good.
That's more than the Prime Minister. Nobody in this country should earn more than the Prime Minister. That's part of the problem.
No, he should earn less.
No. He's a man that's in charge. These top executives, there should be nobody earning more than the Prime Minister. Guys can walk out of jobs that they've made a whole cook up of and come out with £400,000 bonuses and pensions.
Yes.
It shouldn't be. This is what's wrong. This is what's wrong with the whole system.
Well, Gregory, what do you think of John's doing a Gregory?
Well, Stephen, let's get back to the serious point first. You mentioned about, I think it was Starbucks paying the £20 million. Now, does anybody seriously and realistically think that Starbucks suddenly had a flash of conscience and they decided, let's write a cheque for 20 million, because perhaps we've been milking the system and we need to pay something back. That's not what happened. What happened was they were getting it in the neck, day in, day out. And what they did was they said, let's try and ensure that we don't allow the loopholes to be closed by paying some conscience money to try and ensure that the loopholes are kept open. So I say, close the loopholes. Close the loopholes. So, Stephen, whether it's people like you or others, if you're exploiting the loopholes, what we do is we close down the loopholes. People who are an exceptionally high income should be taxed in the same way as the rest of us are, so that there are no loopholes and they simply are taxed at source and they pay a suitable amount of money.
But you agree with the loopholes, Gregory, don't you?
No, I say the loopholes should be closed. Loopholes should be closed down. But I don't lambast or complain about people who exploit them when they are here. Of course,
companies, though, Gregory, it's not people. You keep talking about people. This is about corporations. This is about business. And therefore, you know, you do have to sort of view it in a rather different fashion.
But it's both and, David. It's individuals and companies who are engaged in this exercise.
Joe wants to speak to David Vance this morning. Morning, Joe.
Hello.
You can speak to David.
Hello, David. How are you, Dave?
Hello, Joe.
David, you only have to say now that about Starbucks, about the money and all, I say that you wouldn't lambast them. Well, why would you not lambast them, Stephen? Or Mr. Vance, why would you not lambast them?
Because Starbucks do two things. They create hundreds, if not thousands, of jobs right across the UK. So would you rather have those people on the dole? That's the first thing.
Let me speak to Mr. Vance. I'm just reading the paper here at the minute. So the Prime Minister, it's the 25th of the 10th, the Prime Minister is challenging that at the minute. Starbucks and eBay and Facebook for 900 million of tax evasion last year. Now, that's 900 million tax evasion last year, Ireland and Boston. Now, I'm also reading our paper. Amazon UK last year had 7.2 billion sales. They only paid £1 million. Ireland lost them too. And I'll tell you why I will not boss them. 44 years ago, my mother was 41. She died of cancer. The hospitals do their best. They're there's children in hospitals with cancer. There's people. So if all these firms, 900 million, and you won't lambast them for that pin of tax, 7.5 billion. So where do you stand with all the sick children and all the sick women and all the sick men? Do these big firms pay their tax and pay it right with no loopholes whatsoever? I work hard. I pay my tax. I could pay more I would. No. You should be ashamed to get the words today and tell people that they pay a tax. You're going against the government. You're going against society. Everybody needs tax.
Let me finish.
When I heard what you said, and the whole country heard you say, and I'm reading out of the paper, Starbucks couldn't move because if Starbucks moved, they wouldn't be able to do their sales here in Britain. That's what the coffee shops are. But I'm going to say one last thing, you should be ashamed.
David Vance, you want to reply to Joe? Yes. Tax avoidance.
David, just going back to Joe, first of all, to correct them. First of all, Starbucks do pay tax. They pay employers NIC, they pay VAT, and they pay a large amount in both of those. So let's get that particular thing straight. The second thing is, Joe doesn't seem to understand that a corporation can only pay tax on profit. If it doesn't make profit, it doesn't pay tax, corporation tax. It's as simple as that. So I think we're, you know, terms like
But it's slightly more, the argument is slightly more sophisticated than that, because the accusation against some of these companies that they are moving is that they are moving money out of this country into other countries where there is a lower tax rate in order to minimise their tax bill while they're actually trading in this country.
Yes, Stephen, and that's exactly what the Stormont executive wants to see happen here in Northern Ireland. It's what happens in the Republic of Ireland with its low corporation tax as well. So I'm afraid, you know, we have to look at the mirror.
No, Steve, can I get back in here again?
Yes, quickly, Joe.
Right, Mr. Vance, you're going back to this corporation tax again. You avoid reality. I'm prepared here now to stand on my 2 feet and say, proud to pay tax, proud to stop all these tax evasions. I've told you about all the children, God bless them, with cancer, and all these hospitals struggling.
Proud
now, you're going back to this corporation thing and talking nonsense again. That. 900 million tax. You couldn't tell me 900
right.
million tax
okay.
evasions in 1 year.
Here's Rosie. Morning, Rosie.
Hi there. I just wanted to say, I think the whole naming and shaming thing is a bit distasteful, because you always get, you know, why did the Prime Minister name Jimmy Cliff but not Gary Barlow type of argument. So why does the government just not publish a really factual list of all companies and the amount of tax they paid, and then consumers can make up their own mind as to which ones are avoiding tax and decide who they want to buy from?
This naming of people, what do you think that would achieve?
No, I'm saying I don't think you should name and shame people.
All right,
I think you should print an entire list of all companies and the proportion of tax they've paid.
Mm-hmm.
Then people can see the list and they can look and deduce for themselves who's avoiding tax and decide who they want to buy from.
Not a bad point, Rosie. Brian, morning, Brian.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you doing?
Good, okay.
We need to realize once again that, you know, successful businesses and corporations in this country are what drives the economy. It's not the government and it's not, you know, how much tax you can raise. I mean, if enough tax isn't being raised or if there's loopholes, it's really up to the government to simplify the tax code. I mean, that's the problem. These companies are operating legally within the United Kingdom and within the European Union. So, you know, if Bombardier gets a £5 billion contract, that secures 5,000 jobs, you know, in Northern Ireland for a number of years. If we have other successful companies operating here, that creates employment, that creates a better standard of living. You know, this is what we need. We need a simpler tax code. We need everyone paying their fair share. But, you know, these companies are not operating illegally. It's up to the government, you know, to simplify the tax code, if Bram, that's what needs to be done.
Bram, thank you very much indeed. Good morning to you.